I think it's the fact that, you know, we're 2 weeks away from when Dr. Sweeney is due to retire. She's provided decades of service to public health and providing that service for the community for many, many years. There has been ample notice since the start of June given to the HSE that she's retired, and yet we have no information from the HSE as to what is actually going to happen. Will there be a replacement in place on the 22nd of August when retirement takes effect or not? I've raised this issue through the Minister and the HSE back in June, and I got a response that the recruitment process was underway, but there's no further information. It's not acceptable. Both myself and our local councillor, Brian Carr, are inundated with people who are very concerned, wanting to know whether the service will be in existence at the end of the month, whether there'll be a GP replacement in place. And the HSE now have to come out and give detailed clarity as to what is going to happen and when that will happen to the community that are concerned.
And I suppose that was going to be my next question. What impact do you think this uncertainty is having on the local community?
I think there's a huge anxiety from people who've been in touch with myself. Obviously, some people are regular, you know, have to attend the GP services, whether it's in terms of monitoring ailments that they have or others. And people are very concerned in relation to the fact that there is no GP replacement as of yet. And now we have seen situations where the HSE have been successful in the past in terms of ensuring that there was GP replacements in other areas. And I hope that is the case now. But really what we need to have now is the HSE come out and let the public know. It is unsatisfactory that the GP herself had to make public comment that she wasn't informed as to what's happening to her position, who's coming in, or what the process is. And that's not acceptable. As I said, I've been raising these issues since June, and still we're still in the dark, despite the fact that this retirement has taken place in less than 2 weeks.
And I suppose going forward, would you want to see any changes made by the HSE in situations that might arise like this?
Well, I think that there's two things that have to happen. One is we need to obviously do better in terms of workforce planning, because this isn't the only issue where we have shortages of GPs and a difficulty to recruit in. But the doctor herself has been very public in relation to some of her concerns and her frustration in relation to small single-handed GP practices and the burden that that is being placed on them. In some cases, the burden being too much. And I think there needs to be an urgent review in relation to that and how we can sustain those type of practices, because we can't have a situation where practices that are only available in larger towns or urban settings. It's absolutely crucial. So the priority here at the minute is the GP needs to be in place, and then we need to strengthen the Ardra facility to make sure that it is sustainable into the future.